Thank you again for tuning in today. It's a beautiful day out there, and I'm excited now. We're kind of switching gears a little bit because we're going to start talking about food. Local food, organic food, farmers markets, CSA boxes, weekly food boxes, and how do you use up all this food? I'm so excited for this. I've been looking forward to this chat for a while. And joining me now to talk a bit about it is Jordi Ochterlony, who of course owns Homegrown Organic Foods here in Halifax. Jordi, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining me, because I know we're catching you en route. You got a busy day, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes today to talk to us. And I should mention, people can find Homegrown Organic Foods on Facebook, as well as at HGOF, homegrownorganicfoods.ns.ca, your website. And that's got a lot of information on it, I got to say.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about the business. You started it in 1999, if I recall. What is Homegrown Organic Foods? What do you do?
Homegrown Organic Foods is a home delivery service of fresh organic produce. And when we first started up, our plan was to try to create a service that would make local organic food a little bit more accessible and affordable to consumers in the Halifax Regional Municipality.
And at that time, in 1999, it was kind of before the homegrown or the local food movement, really. And before, I think the farmers markets, you know, there was only one, and before they really took off. So, you know, was it challenging kind of introducing people to this concept at that time?
It's true. It was kind of in the early days, and we were certainly one of the very first organizations in Halifax to provide a weekly food box program to residents. But one of the things that kind of sort of helped us along was, in fact, a buying policy enacted by the superstores and maybe some of the Sobeys stores that sort of prevented some of the smaller scale local producers from being able to continue their business relationships with the superstores.
Right.
They sort of changed the buying policy to say that unless those producers could supply all of the chains in the Maritimes, that they would no longer be in a position to do business with them.
I mean, and that's crazy.
It is kind of nuts. And it really opened the door for, you know, some new innovative marketing methods for some local producers. And we recognized that there was an opportunity at that time to both create some awareness towards the benefits of eating local organic food, but also trying to make it a little bit more accessible and affordable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I have heard so many great things about your weekly food boxes over the years. And in fact, as you know, my sister-in-law's family now gets a weekly food box from you guys. And she sends out pictures to me all the time of all the goodies that they get in that box. And it's exciting how it kind of changes how a family can eat, you know?
I love it. That must be Leah.
It is. Marathon winner Leah, yes. She's the runner in the family.
That's amazing. No, I love it. And it does, I mean, in the early days, I was making a lot more of the deliveries. Now, of course, we have drivers and packers and all the rest. But it was always a real treat to show up at the door with a box full of vegetables and to be greeted by these unbelievably enthusiastic young children that were always so excited to see what was in this week's food box.
Well, it's like Christmas, you know, every week, for gosh sakes. Now,
and it really is. Yeah.
When you first started, like, approximately how many food boxes did you do in the early years compared to today?
Well, week one, we did 3 deliveries. Week two, you know, we were up to 6 or 10 or 12, and it just kind of grew from there. We reached a bit of a plateau after year one, say, where we got up to about 100 deliveries a week. Right now, we're doing roughly 200 to 300 deliveries a week.
That's incredible if you think about it. I mean, that's reaching thousands of people every week with food that is, you know, mostly organic, but mostly grown here in the Maritimes.
That's right.
Yeah, were you someone who grew up with eating organic food? Like, when did it kind of, you know, when was your light bulb moment that you thought you really wanted to do this?
Well, I didn't so much grow up on a farm per se, but I studied environmental engineering at Guelph University, so that's really what kind of created my interest in the environment to begin with, and further it came to my attention that, you know, our buying dollars are really more powerful political tools than even an election vote, in my opinion, and that we really have the opportunity to make change in this world simply by affecting our purchasing decisions.
Yeah,
and so
true.
I wanted to create an opportunity for consumers to make more beneficial, socially, environmentally responsible purchasing decisions.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just about buying organic food, but, you know, your food dollars really do contribute economically to so many different layers that, you know, in our agriculture and such here in the Maritimes and throughout Canada.
Absolutely, in our agriculture, in our society, in our economy, in our healthcare. I mean, the wide ranging effects of simply choosing local organic food are enormous.
And what types of foods would people find in the food boxes this time of the year?
Well, that is the number one question. Primarily, we're looking at broccoli is our big seller right now. Local organic broccoli is beautiful. We have like the crisp, cool nights to keep the florets nice and tight, and just beautiful, nutty, almost peppery broccoli. It's just as crisp and tasty as can be. Carrots, of course, are one of the things that the Maritimes grows, I think, better than anyone else in North America. I think we have some of the sweetest, tastiest carrots going. Brussels sprouts are about to come on board. All the cabbage, kohlrabi, kale, chard, of course, is still going strong. Parsnips are about to begin. So lots of fun stuff.
And people can also, I notice on your website, you actually have a lot of recipes too. So it kind of helps people out when they're not sure what to do with some of these things, I imagine.
We do. We certainly have a recipe section, and we're constantly revising that section. Of course, with the internet, there's no shortage of information to draw from to inspire your culinary efforts in the kitchen. But the other thing that we're really keen to promote is in fact our Facebook page. I mean, that's really, whether it's our Facebook page or other food-related Facebook pages, I mean, that's where you can really access direct information within a foodist community that can help you to figure out what to do with all these sometimes what may be foreign vegetables.
It's true, because you know, a lot of people ask me, I know we all know we should eat more kale, but a lot of people have no idea how to eat that kale, and so we're going to talk about that in a little bit with a local dietitian here. But you know, there's a lot of vegetables. You know, friends have been getting kohlrabi, and they've never seen it before, so there's a lot of curiosity and questions of what's the best way to prepare some of these foods.
It is, and that's all part of the answer.
Now, this year you guys made a big move. Homegrown Organics Food changed venues. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Certainly. We have very happily relocated our business operation into what was otherwise to be a condemned building on Gottigen Street across from the library. The building itself was originally built back in 1867 as a bakery. It was founded by as Liz Wells Bakery. And this building was on the edge of demolition. So we literally picked up the back half of the building by about 8 inches.
Really? Wow.
And restructured it, renovated the whole interior to accommodate a couple of apartments on the top floors, and then, of course, a 1,500-square-foot retail space on the main floor.
Okay, so people can, I mean, they can obviously order boxes, weekly food boxes, but they can go in there and buy food too.
That's correct. We now have a full-fledged commercial retail operation on the front end of the food box delivery service.
And has it made a big difference, these new digs? Have they made a big difference to the business?
It has. It's been wonderful. We're delighted to be in a more functional, clean, open, public space that is more accessible to obviously new markets and also to our existing markets. However, we are to be honest, positioned directly across from Uniac Square, so it's a challenging location in particular.
Yeah,
as you can appreciate.
Well, I'm sure it helps grow the community as well.
And
people can of course find you again on Facebook, Homegrown Organic Foods, as well as on your website, hgof.ns.ca. And Jordi Octoloni, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, because this is so interesting. And if people want to find out more about your weekly food boxes, they can, I guess, call you, they can go to the Facebook page, or they can go to your website and get some more info.
By all means, please. Thank you so much.
That's
for
great.
Thinking of it.
Well, thank you. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Take care now. And again, we'll be back on The Weekend Gardener after the news.